With WMUK News, I'm Sevilla Mann. Across the country, staffing shortages and limited hours at restaurants have made going out to eat a challenging experience. So where are the people in the food industry? WMUK's Leona Larson talked to two local former restaurant employees to get an idea.
Noah Sylvie and Aiden Robeson had been happily working at local restaurants since high school. After 5 years, the pandemic changed everything.
When that happened, that was a really big blow. It was like one day we had a job, the next day we didn't know where our next paycheck was coming from. Mm-hmm. And that feeling, I never wanted to feel that again.
It put this seed in our mind, are we going to continue doing this? Because it was a spotty business.
COVID unemployment assistance meant regular income free from irregular work hours and inconsistent tips. That, along with selling vintage clothes online, allowed the pair to save money to pursue a dream. In June, they opened Kalamazoo Pickers, a vintage clothing store downtown. It's one of almost 7 million new American businesses that have opened since the pandemic began, according to NPR. Andrew Hahn is with the Kalamazoo Downtown Partnership.
We've had a number of businesses close, but we're actually at a net gain over the last 16 months. We've had something around 15 businesses close, but nearly 20 have opened.
Hahn says restaurants will reopen in September. Returning students are expected to fill many of those jobs. For WMUK, I'm Leona Larson.